Hello and welcome to Camp Kaiju Monster Movie Talk. I'm here to talk about the newest movie I featured on this show, Underwater. Just came out last year in 2020, January 2020, and it really kind of flew under the radar. So if you're like me, you didn't really know about it, especially when just 2 months later, the world shut down, the terrestrial world shut down. So anyways, I'm glad that this did come across my radar, and I have been so excited to talk about it. So I'll run down the good, the bad, and the downright campy. So what I really liked about this movie was its sense. It was kind of unique. I mean, it wasn't unique in that it completely took a page from Alien. And you're watching this, you're watching Underwater, and the whole time you're thinking, wow, this is literally Alien, but we're not in space, we're underwater. Which totally works, because they're essentially the same terrifying world full of darkness. And that it's the fear of the unknown in both movies that really gnaws at, like, the back of your psyche as a human being. And you're like, in space, no one can hear me scream. In the ocean, I'm just gonna like pop and just turn into blood dust. So anyways, I really like that. I like that it took a some thunder here in Minneapolis. So yeah, I love that. I love the its blending of comedy and action, and I want to speak about the comedy, because TJ Miller in this movie is phenomenal. I mean, he's playing TJ Miller, right? He's, you know, but he plays that part so well, and I think that the movie, with all its elements of horror and monsters and fear, to have him play such a main role with his trademark just deadpan wry cynicism really played well, and allowed me as the viewer to breathe a little bit and to laugh in the face of abject terror. And I want to say, be clear, that it's not comedy for the sake of being comedic. You know, he's not telling knock knock jokes. It's the type of humor that one tells oneself when you're very uncomfortable. I don't know if you've ever been to a funeral, for instance, but there's always somebody still willing to smile and just kind of like make light, not light, but just remind everybody that humor is part of the human condition, and it's okay to laugh even in the face of certain death. So I like that. What could I say? I really like the acting. Kristen Stewart was great. Vincent Castle, my gosh, the two of them, their chemistry was tight and really anchored the rest of the story. Really cared for them, their story, what they each had going on, and that was good. Now, what I didn't like so well about the movie was that because the beginning was so strong and the ending was so strong, my God, that ending. Read my typed review of this movie. Oh my God, the ending. Anyways, that the middle seemed to sag a little bit. It almost seemed like we were just plotting from one point to the next, trying to just get from the beginning to the end, right? Because we are underwater and because it is dark, there's like a lot of bubbles and there's a lot of just darkness that I tended to get a little lost in the chaos and the darkness and be like, wait. Who is that? What are we doing here? Who's still alive? So the downright campy. I just love when Kristen Stewart was actually swallowed by one of these monsters. And what option does she have? She has the flare gun. She's got to shoot her way out. Perfect. Yeah. So that's what I loved. What didn't quite work for me, and what I found really just fun and campy about Underwater. Definitely check it out. I give it 3 out of 5. It's a solid picture with a lot of interesting choices. So thanks again. Follow Camp Kaiju, and we'll see you next week for the start of Summer Smash, my summer monster movie festival. All right, take care. Take care.